The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today, which is actually Wednesday the 21st of December. Late as shit, 4 days away from Christmas. Apologies, first of all, for the podcast being late. We'll get into it in a minute. Nothing dramatic, just basically didn't have time. You know, Monday or Tuesday. So here we are, Wednesday. I do apologise to the fucking, let's say, tens of people who sent me messages yesterday going, "Where's the fucking podcast? Sure, all you do is sit around all fucking week scratching your fucking bollocks and all. Where is it?" Here it is. This is it on a Wednesday. So here it goes. Let me, before we go any further, talk about some shit. Beer52.com sponsors this podcast, okay? What that means is you can subscribe to beer52.com and they will send you craft beers to your doorstep once a month, okay? How about that? Subscription beer. It's going to come straight to your house. Un-bloody believable. Listeners of this podcast, if you use the code BANTER10, BANTER10! You can get £10 off your first order. How about that shit? It's a good Christmas present. I don't know if you've enough time really to make that happen as such, but if you bought someone a subscription for the year, oh my god, how much would they kiss you in the face? Beer to the doorstep every month, snacks, magazines, all that sort of shit. They're delicious beers, they're themed, they're from all around the world, they change every month, and they are strong as a motherfucker. I don't know if they would sign off on me giving you that message specifically, but you know, you get pretty fucked up. And then you get to chat to your mates like, "Oh my god, have you had the cherry chocolate stout? It's delicious." And they're like, "I have not. I've been too busy banging the old fucking IPA, whatever that means." So there you go. Beer52.com. Support this podcast. Drink some beer that's delicious from elsewhere. Let me just move this seat down 1 second. There we go. Let me plug some gigs also. Lavery's Comedy Club is tonight. It's the Comedians Christmas Do. There's about 15 comedians on. It's still £6 in. The doors are still 9 o'clock. It's going to be sweet as a motherfucker. Okay? Get down early if you want a sweet seat. Otherwise, you'll be standing at the bar like an asshole. If you've got your Christmas Do tonight, please don't come. You know, don't be one of those groups of 15. Like, "We're the fucking, we're from a McDonald's and fucking Dundonald or something." You know, you've taken a ease before you even left the house. And, you know, just getting ready. Just getting ready here, Stuan. Leon, I'm just getting ready over here, but I thought I would take 9 fucking a's before I did anything. "Hi, Colin Gettis. Is there no podcast today?" There's another fucking message. Well, if it's not up, mate, then no, it's going up today. It's going up now. I'm recording it now. Weird. What is this? Inception? Lavery's Comedy Club tonight. Doors are at 9. Get down early. Other gigs. Let me announce some big gigs. Not announce, I've been talking about them for a while. If you're in the Derry/Londonderry area and you want to come see the General Banter Comedy Squad live at the Nerve Centre, please tell everyone you fucking know, because on the 28th we're going to be playing there. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Dave Elliott, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, all six of us are coming to Nerve Centre, and we did Oktoberfest, a few of us, a while ago, but anyone that was at that knows it was a complete shit show because of the noise and whatever else. So go to this. It's going to be sweet. It's on the 20th. It's between Christmas and New Year. What are you going to be doing anyway? Sitting at home trying to fucking eat through the bounties in a box of celebrations? Fuck that. Come along to this. Tickets are $12.50. It's going to be sweet, is all I can really say. You've seen the trailer. It's on my Facebook. It's on my fucking Instagram. It's going to be so sweet, man. If you've seen any clips from the Ulster Hall, it's going to be like that, but, you know, a quarter of the people. But, you know, it's still going to be fun. It's going to be fun as shit. And it was announced last minute, and it's a bit of excitement, you know. Oh, shit, let's go see that, get a ticket. You know, we'll all have beers, we'll all go back to Mickey's house. It's going to be a shit show. So that is happening on the 28th. The day after in Oma is the old Bogan's Comedy Club. I don't know, it used to be called Daly's Comedy Club when it was in Daly's. I don't know what this is called, just some sort of big comedy fucking party. Run by Connor Keyes, me, Connor Keyes, Ryan Cullen, Mickey Bartlett. I forget who else is on, there's a couple other people. But if you're in the Oma area, that's another fun thing that's going to happen between Christmas and New Year. And no doubt there'll be a whole pile of drinking done. So, you know, I'm scared. I'm literally scared already. There is talk of me not actually drinking tonight at Lavery's because I might just drive home. Because I know the whole Christmas period is just going to be a nightmare, you know. Christmas period, I'm bleeding cranberry sauce out my twat. Let's get into some stuff. We sort of had like a bit of a Christmas do there on Friday. Because, you know, I don't work in a place. Maureen doesn't work in a place. Basically, what their parents do every year is they're like, they call it like, where are we going to have our staff do? And it's kind of good. It's like, why the fuck go to work with like, or sorry, go out in a night out with all these assholes you work with? Just go out with all your mates. You know, it's spend the same money and just go out. So that's what they did. We talked about having food all over the place. Ended up going to Lavery's. Good old Lavery's. By the way, talk about victims walking around on that Black Eyed Friday, which, you know, for a long time I thought it was Black Guys Friday. Black Guys Friday. Hey, it's Black Guys Friday. That's racism. But we ended up staying in Belfast in the Encore, the Ramada Encore's at it. Just round in the Cathedral Quarter, which, I don't know, you know when you think of something, you're like, oh, what's the name? Ramada? Oh, must be quite decent. And then you get in the place and you're like, oh no, this is a fucking dump, just like the rest of them. Christmas parties going on and everything. We were checking in at like fucking 4 o'clock and there was just, the lights were out, there was people having like a disco, just fucking all the shitty Christmas music. And I'll tell you a funny thing happened. I went to get like my first pint of the night just before we went to Lavery's for food. And there was a girl talking to this fella at the bar. And she kind of just shoved his head out of the way. And she's like, oh my God. And I was like, what the fuck's about to happen here? And she goes, here, come here. Do you remember, and this is a true story, do you remember making a video for someone a while ago who was getting their kidney out to give to their fucking auntie or something? And I was like, yep. And she goes, that was me. And I was like, are you shitting me? So, basically what happened was, someone contacted me going, oh, my cousin is giving her fucking kidney to, like, someone. She's in hospital, would you give her, like, a wee message? And I was like, do you know what? I'll do it on Snapchat with a filter, and I'll do a Gary Henderson video, and it's only going to take, like, a couple of seconds. So I sent them a video, like, 30 seconds long, and they were like, oh my God, this is funny as fuck and all, whatever, blah, blah. And then that was ages ago, and then just by chance, stand in this fucking hotel bar, and she's like, oh, I give my kidney away, and you made a video for me, and I was like, oh, sweet. And then it was, what I wanted to say was like, oh, so you seem like, seemingly getting fucking wrote off is no problem at all when you're running on one fucking piss filter there. And she's like, yeah, it's grand and all, you get drunk really quick. And I was like, all right, well, let's not push it too far, or else I don't know what happens when you run out of both kidneys. Death, I would imagine. But I just thought that was weird. And then, of course, you know, I'm not slagging. She had a couple of drinks, you know, Christmas Day and all. And, you know, seemed to be, you know, that thing, she just kept grabbing people. Do you know Barry the Blender? And then someone will go, no, I don't know Barry the Blender. And then she'll have to go, well, he makes video. And I'm standing there going, mm-hmm. While she's trying to explain this whole story of getting her kidney out. And then the whole story comes out. And then the person looks at me and goes, oh, fucking fair play. And then just kind of walks away. And you're like, all right. So it was one of those exchanges where you're like, all right, that's cool. Let's move along. I have to go. I have to go to Lavery's here for food. Okay. Which is fucking hilarious because in one of those days we don't eat till about 3 o'clock, you're like, I'm fucking starving. And then we ended up going to some wee cafe thing. I got like a club sandwich, even though we were going for dinner at fucking like 8 o'clock. So by the time 8 o'clock came around, I was still pretty fucking stuffed. Everyone ordered their food. And I was like, I might just get like a starter portion of something. And I seen like these deep fried prawn things, like tempura prawns. And I was like, I'm gonna get these. Assuming it'd be like, you know, like a wee bowl of prawns, like you'd get in fucking TGI Fridays or something. And then it came out and it was about 6 prawns. And because I went to the toilet when the food came out. And as I came back in, everyone's laughing their head off because everyone had these full fucking Christmas dinners and, you know, big nacho platters and shit. And I'm sitting there with fucking literally like 6 prawns. So that was a right laugh. And then everyone's like, oh, Collins, here, have some chicken. And I was like, I did it. I know this is a laughable size portion for a fucking hamster, but imagine a hamster eating a prawn. That's quite freaky. But like, I was like, I deliberately ordered kind of small here so that like, because I had this giant fucking sandwich earlier and I would like to drink a lot of beer right now. And everyone's like, oh no, take, and people fanning me fucking bits of chicken and bits of bread and handfuls of nachos. And I was like, I probably ended up eating more than the news fucking ate. And I was trying to eat like reasonably normally. Anyway, what a shit story. Here's a funny story that happened that night. This entire podcast may as well be called Strange Interactions Because of the Internet. We were outside the Duke of York, right? World famous Belfast bar. It is featured in the Harp ad where Mickey Bartlett's all like, sure, I could have told you that from a fucking starting up. right side there, and I was walking along, and there's this dude, you know, big jolly looking fat dude. And he goes, oh my god, Mickey Bartlett. And this is one of the, you know, if you were a cunt, you would just go, all right, I'm not Mickey Bartlett, fuck off. But it's like, this guy's like, oh my god, Mickey Bartlett. And I was like, no, mate, I'm not Mickey Bartlett. He goes, yes, you are, though. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm good friends with Mickey Bartlett, though. I'm not Mickey Bartlett. And he's like, you fucking are. You are Mickey Bartlett. And I seen you doing something. I seen you on the thing. I was like, no, I promise you. And I took my phone out. And I was like, this is a picture of Mickey Bartlett beside me. That's me. He goes, who are you, then? And I was like, my name's Colin Geddes. And he goes, right, and the guy's drunk as fuck, and he could see his brain ticking over, and he's like, hold on a second. Hold on, mate. He goes, oh, you're sure you're not Mickey Bartlett? And I was like, no. And he goes, fuck. Did I see you? He's like, you did the old, did you do like comedy on a bus once? Like a bus tour? And I was like, no, I think that's, you're talking about Paddy McDonald, that's another comedian. All right, okay, fuck, who are you, you know? Oh, wait, I got it. He goes, I seen you do stand-up on the barge, the Belfast barge over in the ship there. And he's like, were you doing a gig on there? And I was like, no, mate, definitely wasn't. I've never gigged on it, ever. You were doing magic for children and all. You were dressed as a clown. I was like, I think you're thinking of Magic George Firehorse. He is a comedian, and he's also a child's entertainer. Children's entertainer who does magic. And he's like, definitely not me. And he's like, ah, fuck. Do you do the thing on Cool FM as Rodney? And I was like, no, that is fucking Sean Hegarty. What do you do? And meanwhile, some dude comes over and goes, fuck me, where's Barry Blender and all? Usual shit, takes a photo just without saying anything. Fucking man. Over my shoulder, Barry Blender and all, good crack. And this guy's still standing there like, what do you do? You do something and I cannot put a fucking finger on it. What are you? I was waiting for him to go through the whole thing. Do you play the piano you know, and mess your hair up and all. You're Teresa Livingstone, aren't you? No, I'm not. Hold on a minute. Who are you? You're Patrick Keilty, aren't you? No. Just going through every person that's ever done comedy in Northern Ireland going, you're him, aren't you? Hold on a minute. Are you fucking William Caulfield? No. No. I was like, just give up, mate. Do you know what I mean? I've told you my name. I don't know what other information you need from me to be convinced of how you fucking know me. Fucking unreal. And you're just like, are you by yourself, mate? You know what I mean? Like, you're fucking blocked and you're just kind of out wandering the streets right now. That's crazy. And then, of course, we went to Boombox, which seems to be the go-to place when you're fucking steaming late at night. Yeah, let's go to the old Boombox. Disco. Gay as shit. Not even gay as shit, there was no one in it. There's no one in the fucking place, and, you know, you think, yeah, it's weird. Unless there's different types of clubs catered to different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get a club that's like, this one's mainly lesbians, or this one's mainly gay dudes, or this one's whatever. But, you know, you would imagine, like, I would think, you know, I'd fall right into the bear category, but then you look at someone like Dave Elliott, and you're like, he's more of the bear, isn't he? Real husky. You know, big fucking thick beard and everything. I don't know, I'm in the no man's, I'm in the gooch of gayness, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you're not skinny and good looking, and you're not big and hairy enough, which seems like a fucking crazy sentence to say. You know, so you're just kind of in the middle, just being, I'm sitting there, ass cleavage out, squeezing my titties together, like, why does no one want a slice of this? You know, very, very sad times. While Begley's getting fucking gang raped. Oh, God. So, pretty rough hangover the next day. I'm going to tell this story. Girlfriend Maureen isn't going to appreciate it, but she was like, this is later on the next night. She's like, I was going to tell you something there, but I shouldn't. And I was like, what? And she goes, oh, no, I'm so embarrassed now. And I was like, what? And she goes, see, when we come in last night and fucking, you know, it was like, you can't even remember getting back to the hotel room. And for some reason, I had two perfectly untouched bottles of fucking, or sorry, pints in the big, you know, the big Stella fucking goblet that they give you? The chalice? Have a pint of Stella. There you go. There's the fucking Temple of Doom fucking, is that even the right reference? I don't know. I haven't seen any of that stupid shit. It's like, here's this giant fucking World Cup that you can drink out of. FA Cup. I'm getting all my cups. My references are shit today. Fuck's sake, Colin. Too much drinking. So, two untouched chalices of fucking Stella. Like, I got them the whole way up the stairs in the lift and untouched. And then just collapsed in the bed and fell asleep. I slept like a dead person. And then Maureen allegedly got up and she was like, I absolutely barfed everywhere. And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. And I was like, did I sleep all through that? And she was like, yeah, thank God. You know, like, apparently she burst in the fucking bathroom and was sick at the toilet, which had the lid down. So it obviously ricocheted off the whole fucking toilet and went everywhere. And then she said I was trying to clean that up and I was using fucking towels and using, like, toilet roll and everything. And she goes, I then flushed the toilet, which obviously had too much toilet roll in it. And it looked like it was about to overflow. And she was like, oh my God, this is a fucking nightmare. Meanwhile, I'm in the next room just trying to sustain a heartbeat. I don't have that many fucking pints. Drinking is driving me mad, I swear to God. Every week I talk about this. Someday I'm going to die of drink and there's going to be like a flashback to this podcast. Like, he did mention it a while lot, you know what I mean? He was talking about it enough to the point where we probably should have stepped in, done something about it. Are you fucking Roy Walker? No, I'm not, mate. I'm definitely not. So, good times, you know, blocked. That was the Christmas do. Tried to go Christmas shopping yesterday. Well, actually, what I did was I went to Belfast and said to Maureen, like, you go ahead and do a bit of Christmas shopping and I'll go to jiu-jitsu, which was good times because I got an Irish stripe on the old belty belt. You know, for someone who doesn't go nearly as often as I should go to jiu-jitsu, you know, dishing out the old stripes like a motherfucker. But even the coach, Damien, was like, how often do you get training? I was like, not a lot. And he goes, oh man, you're fucking coming along rightly. And I was like, see, all you assholes in here training all day, all you do, this is what you do, mate. You train once a week if you're fucking lucky. And then you practically, you just watch jiu-jitsu videos. You know what I'm saying? Think about it all the time. Think about it. It's like, I don't know, you're like some girl you fancy. You're like, I don't get to see her just once a week. But the whole time just thinking about smashing its pie in. You know, and then the day comes around, you're like, fucking, yeah, take all the action. And then that's me in jiu-jitsu, basically. Except you're wrestling dudes all of a sudden with a boner, which is a nightmare. I also bit through a gum shield, which, you know, I might put it up on Instagram and be like, if anyone's wondering what Brazilian jiu-jitsu is like, it is wonderful and it will enhance your life. It's good for your fitness. It's good for your mind. It's not, it doesn't hurt you to know some self-defense. You know, it's a craft that you can never master. You know, it just evolves forever. You can just keep going and keep going. However, some cunt might squeeze your head so hard that you bite through a gum shield. Fair enough, it was bought from Sports Direct, but still a fair amount of sideways force there to make you munch through the fucking thing. I'll put it up on Instagram. It's pretty disgusting. I should really invest in something more expensive than £4 that's supposed to be holding my teeth in. Which, you know, you don't get hit in the mouth, but I grit my teeth so much that I would end up chipping. In fact, my teeth are chipped the fuck. They look reasonably straight. If you're up close on them, you're like, oh shit, you should get them veneers in, bro. That and the fact that they're brown, but sure, what can you do? I have one tooth that's so sharp, you could like fucking peel a carrot on it. It's just sharp. Broke the whole back off at one time. This is disgusting, isn't it? Geddes talks about teeth. Actual teeth, not the movie about some girl with some teeth in her quim. I keep doing that to my throat. I'm pretty sure my throat is in tatters right now. But to continue the theme of meeting strange people in public. We did go shopping yesterday and I had all this shit. You know, you have stuff in your mind and you're like, right, I'm going to get this. It was like, I might get my dad a pair of like boots or shoes or something, you know, because I don't know, you know, like my sister asked my dad, what do you want for Christmas? And he's like, just nice clothes. I just want nice clothes, which is cheeky because, you know, it's like, you're not going to go shopping for your own clothes, which is usually a nightmare for people. You know, he's just like, you buy the fucking clothes. I'll trust you. So I was going to buy him some boots or something. But then you're like, how do you buy boots for your fucking da? You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck? Am I going to buy him ones that I would wear? And then my dad's walking around dressed like me. You know, like a fucking 6 foot toddler. Who knows? So I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to buy shit for fucking, like, my sister's going on holiday on Boxing Day. So I'm like, what am I going to buy her? Do you buy her something taking her holiday? Or do you just give her fucking euros or, you know what I mean? They don't drink or anything. They're so fucking boring. Oh, here's an old Marks and Spencer's selection of fucking vegan snacks. What do you buy people? What do you buy people when you can't buy them drink? You know? I might just start dishing out photos of, like, framed photos of myself as a joke. But it'd be like, seriously, just keep that. That's for you. But yeah, couldn't get fuck all yesterday. Man, in fact, I bought more things for myself yesterday than I bought for anybody else. You know, bought a nice jacket. Bought fucking, I did buy one gift, which was amazing. It was for girlfriend Maureen's dad. I doubt he listens to this. And he's going to find out what the fuck I've bought him. But it is a hip flask that holds a full bottle of whiskey. So it's like the size of a fucking laptop. And I was like, I don't care who gets this even as a gift, but I just need to buy this right now. Just get your full 10 glass of fucking whiskey into it and just walk around like you're just carrying an iPad. What's up, guys? Oh, this hip flask, don't worry about it. It might fit my fucking enormous hips, but pretty impressive shit. But the whole day was just fucking, I tell you, like, I've said this before, and it probably sounds unappreciative, if that's a word, but like, nothing turns grown men into fucking giddy little fucking 13-year-old Bieber fans than old Barry the Blender. I swear to God, like, fucking, it's people losing their fucking shit. Just walk, someone's like, walk along, and they're like, here, oh my God, why a blender? Oh my fucking God. And this guy's like, can I get a photo of you, mate? And I was like, I had to say to him, I was like, will you fucking chill out the fuck? The whole of Debenhams is looking at us here. And then, of course, that guy, the fucking loudmouth one's like, I got a photo. He's like, yeah, I got a photo and all. He goes, do you not make videos anymore? And I was like, they're out every fucking week. And his mate was like, you're a fucking dickhead, no, do you know I'm watching? And you're like, that's the thing. It's like, people are like, let me just get a photo with this cunt. And the idea that I'm some sort of crazy bastard because I make videos makes me laugh so hard. Look, people like, if, you know what I mean? Like, we went to Craig Avon, the different shopping centre, just to fucking see if there was anything else. And there's these guys, grown men, probably older than me, all walking around, like, fucking giggling and hitting fucking beamers and ducking behind things and all. Barry, like, just saying Barry as if I'm going to be like, yes, mate, do you want to fucking come round to mine for Christmas dinner? Alright, I'm going to just say Barry, and if he looks, and then there's this overconfidence thing that they get when they come over, and he goes, mate, I'll have to get a photo, as if to be like, I don't really want one, but I'll have to get one for fucking some other cunt that doesn't matter. My mate loves you. My mate's going to be so jealous. My girl's going to be so jealous. My boyfriend's going to be... You're like, I don't give a fuck. Hey, so, take a fucking... I don't know, it makes me sound like a cunt, but it's just like, if you want a photo, just get a photo, you know? Don't follow me around a shop for fucking 20 minutes and then come up and be like, can I get a... It's weird I'm even having to have this fucking conversation, because yesterday I was like, I'm going to fucking go into Starbucks here, walk around the back, take that thing that blows out steam and shove it straight up my nostril into my fucking brain and kill myself. Do you have a Starbucks card? Head explodes. So you're trying to do that, you're just walking around and people are like, oh, look at me. Oh my God, no. Oh my God. Just getting on weird. You're like, just walk up and go like, right mate, can I get a photo? Alright, snap. If that's all you want, then just do it. Weird. Weird as fuck. So weird. And then, you know, like, just that, like, oh, mate, let me get a photo of this big fucking spastic and all. Guy's shaking, can't even work his own phone. Look, what's going on here? Like, I don't know, it's bizarre as fuck. So bizarre. I mean, don't get me wrong. Lovely interactions, but it's just, it's the weirdness of, like, maybe it's just Northern Irish people. They're like, they can't just go, all right, man, I like your stuff. And I go, thank you very much, cheers. That's a good time. What was your name? You know, all that shit. It's always this, like, I don't want a photo of you, but stop and give me one because of the show at the summer. Fucking dick who's not going to care. You big mad bastard. You're like, all right, bro. You have a tattoo on your neck. But anyway, that's weird. I might have to edit that out. It sounded like a full cunt there. I watched this documentary about minimalism. Now, this is going to be a boring chat, but it was on Netflix, and you're like, I'm going to watch something different here to try and put me to sleep. And, you know, I'm fairly open-minded, but see, about 10 minutes into this shit, I was like, this just doesn't work. This just doesn't work at all. And the same story kept happening, where it's like, you know, well, what I did was I grew up and went to fucking Harvard Business School and was a businessman and a stockbroker and all this fucking shit. And then, you know, I just kept buying things, kept trying to fill my life with things that I thought were going to make me happy. So, you know, I just kept buying material items, and it got to the point where I had everything I wanted. And I just realized I'm not really that happy. So I decided to quit it all and, you know, make my life a minimalist life, which involved basically going around my house and looking at things and going, do I need this? Does it bring me any joy? And if I didn't, then I would just get rid of it or sell it or bin it. And I did that right down to the point where my house has... You'd see these houses and it was just like a couch in a room facing a TV. You know, and then in the corner there was one guitar. There's nothing on the walls. You go in the bedroom, there's just a bed, and then you open the fucking wardrobe and there's like one coat, three t-shirts, you know, whatever. And these guys were able to just fucking work their life right down to just the bare essentials. And there was something about it where I was like, here is who that works for, right? some fucking guy who's a businessman, which, you know, actually, you would think that I'd be like, oh, you're old, when we focus. If I had children, I would probably tell them, like, see if you feel artistic, bro. Get a job that makes you a fuckload of money. Live within your fucking limits, you know what I mean? Say, get a if you got a job that got you fucking 80 grand a year, live like you get 25 grand a year, okay? Save for a bunch of years, and then by the time, if you can knock all that out of the park by the time you're about 26, then go after something that you fucking want to do. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, learn business or something so that once you find what it is you want to do, you can try and make it profitable. Rather than be like, you can do whatever you want, and then you get some cunt, probably like me, graduating with a degree, and I have a degree in fine art, and you're like, oh, cool. Go and sell your fucking finger paintings down at the local thing and be skint smoking licorice rollies the rest of your fucking life, you goddamn loser. Unless you're happy, unless that brings you joy, but you know, whatever. But these guys were like, yeah, well, here's what I did. I got super rich, decided that I wasn't happy, got rid of all the shit, and now I just live by myself, you know, doing whatever. And you're like, I like the idea, but it's like, try that, like, try that with a fucking partner, or like a girlfriend, or a, you know, your gay boyfriend, you know, or you have two gay boyfriends, and they 69 each other on your fucking minimalist bed, whatever. Try that with anything else in the equation. Oh, this is our minimalist house. Oh, she's pregnant now. How do we have a minimalist fucking baby right now and keep it in a fucking little white box? You know, it gets one teddy. It's allowed two fucking nappies, them old school ones that you just have to wash the shit off. You're just like, it's fuck. I said to Maureen, I was like, listen, I could probably live like that, you know? And she was like, well, that's full bullshit if you go down and look at your office right now. And I was like, yeah, right enough. And she's like, also, anytime you enter any fucking space, you plaster it with your own shit within seconds. And I was like, you're right, and I've actually been doing that my whole life, so I don't know why the fuck I thought that all of a sudden I'd be able to live in a minimalist way with fucking one fork and one knife and all. It's like, if you went down to the sink right now, there is 32 forks in it, which is one day's worth of your meals and forks, you fat piece of shit. Could you be minimalist on the amount of fucking scotch eggs you eat, you fat bitch? Here, Colin, why don't you be minimalist on how many times you say cunt every fucking day, you waste of space? Could you be minimalist in the amount of words you put out? You know, like, could you just maybe talk like a quarter of what you talk already? Mm-hmm. Try and be a bit more minimalist on the amount of tits you have down your front, Colin. How about that? Is that a good idea? Good for you. Maybe be minimalist on, you know, the amount of sides you order when we go out for any sort of dinner, you fat piece of shit. Maybe be minimalist on how many groups of people you try and insult in a day. Almost like you've got fucking Tourette's. There's another one. You've insulted Tourette's people now. I don't know, it just seemed fucked up. And then, you know, it seems like a good style of living, and then you look at the guys doing it, and you're like, oh, you're a fucking dickhead. You know, I live by myself. I'm a lone wolf. I live simply. And you're like, you have no interest. How could you do that and have any interests? Like, say you're like, I'm a minimalist guy. I like playing the guitar. Okay, now I need a guitar, and I probably have an acoustic guitar too. Oh, and I need an amp to play that. Oh, and then I need a pile of fucking picks or whatever. Oh, I want to change the sound. Here's a load of pedal. You know what I mean? How can you have any interests and not accumulate shit? I mean, I get the idea of don't buy useless shit, but, you know, if you were into playing the guitar, buying a fucking pedal, like a effects pedal for the guitar, isn't shit. You know what I mean? It's a thing for your hobby. You know, how could you... I just don't understand how you could... He's like, a minimalist, I made my money, and I sit here very still, and have no interests, and, you know, I'll get the odd hooker to come in and clean the bed. I mean, this guy was so minimalist, he had a pair of shoes on that looked like a pair of fucking sandals that a girl would wear to the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a piece of wood on the bottom, and then it's got, like, a piece of string between your toes that goes up around your ankle, and he's on a longboard, and you're like, mate... Fucking wab. I'm minimalist. I don't know the point of any of that shit that I was just talking, but there was just something about it bothered me. But I like it, you know what I mean? Coming from, you know, I have a design background in my education days. You know, I appreciate good design and when people are simple with things, but, like, I just don't think, maybe it works for some people. Maybe, I don't know, I just like fucking stimulus, you know what I'm saying? Of all types. I'm like, yeah, put 3 TVs on at once, rub my dick, make me fucking burgers. Oh my god, that's amazing. Let's get drunk. I'm so drunk, I'm hungover. Let's eat more. Rub my dick again. Oh my god, too much colours. Put a poster up there. I'm gonna paint the wall. That's how I live. You know what I'm saying? All out. Just stupid shit everywhere. I mean, I'm currently staring at a wall that's got fucking green pages all over it as a green screen, and the one behind me is... looks like a fucking 13-year-old's bedroom. It's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare. I mean, talk about bits I should cut out. Here, Colin, be a bit more minimalist on the fucking minimalist chat you have there, you fucking dildo. Mm. Just drinking a little smart water there. By the way, Superdrug, I don't know why one of those is 119 and two of them is 90p. You fucking dunces. Anyway, what other shit's happened this week? I mean, the big one, well, there's been a couple of fucking big ones. Aleppo is a shit show at the minute. And it's one of those things where you keep seeing it pop up in the news and they're like, if this place spoke fucking English, you would care more about it. And you're like, kinda. That's a joke. You're just sitting there watching it and you're like, how many fucking babies are they going to have to dig out of the fucking dust? And be like, oh yeah, we're not allowed out. No one's allowed in. I mean, what are they fighting over? It's like, can you not take the normal people out of the equation? And let them fucking murder the life out of each other. It's fucked up. It's well fucked up. That's been going on. There was the fucking Russian ambassador guy that was killed in Turkey by a Turkish policeman. And everyone's like, oh my god, it's World War III and whatever. And it might be, but I don't know how. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on today? Is Turkey making a statement against Russia? Because Russia are in Syria or fucking... what's the crack? I have no idea. I wish I knew more about politics, really. But, you know, it's just, I don't have time to read anything. You know, my Christmas shopping and whatnot. But there's a lot of signs point to that being another one of those false flag type things. And it's easy to be like, oh, conspiracy theories and whatever, but... all I'll say is, I got hit in the head with a 2p, right, when I was in high school, okay? I stand in the fucking playground thing, which is weird to say playground when you're in secondary school, but I'm sitting there and just felt a slap on the head, right? And I was like, what the fuck was that? And I'd been hit with a 2p. A 2p hit me in the head, right? Someone threw it from way at the other end of the playground. And the fucking blood that pished out of me was, like, insane. I was like, where the fuck has that come from? Gushing out, just psh, flying down my face, all down the front of my shirt. And everyone was freaking out. And, covered in blood. There was a trail of blood everywhere I went. Everything I was wearing was soaked. Now, this cunt gets shot 8 fucking times. And... there's no blood at all. You know? I've seen plenty of those black people or Black Lives Matter type videos where people are getting fucking... you know, the guy's like, freeze! And he's like, why are you arresting me? And he goes, what did you say? And they shoot them and the blood fucking goes everywhere. Like, it just pishes out. It just pishes out of you by the pint load. And I'll be honest, I didn't see much blood around this cunt that got shot 8 times. You know, if I'm being honest. He went, and fell over. And this other dude in the background is like, he looked like fucking Jimmy Nesbitt. He's like, fucking Allah Akbar, all this shit. And he's supposed to be a Turkish cop. Weird. Just weird. Everyone else freaks out. Where's the blood, bro? Where's the fucking blood? It just seems weird. And, you know... I don't know what else to say, really. It's like, what? You get shot 8 times, mate. Do you know what I'm saying? Shot 8 times. If you get... like, what's worse, being shot or stabbed? Like, if you get stabbed 8 times, with a fucking screwdriver, you know, which I'm gonna guess is less brutal and invasive than a fucking bullet going straight through your body. If I stabbed you 8 times with a fucking screwdriver, you would bleed all over the place. Very weird. Very fucking weird. I don't know. Fucked up. And I've watched so much fucked up shit on the internet that I watched that and I was like, you know, it's like watching, you're just like, oh, whatever, he's shot dead. If indeed he was shot dead, is it a false flag? Who fucking knows? Sandy Hook. Crisis actors. I tell you what, that is a movie waiting to happen, isn't it? It's like Extras, but it's called Crisis Actors, and it's about people who are involved in those things. Yeah, all backstage. Like, what are we doing today? Oh, well, there's been a bomb in a subway. Oh, right. Oh, my God. I've never even been in a subway. Oh, my God. You may act like you've been on one before because we're going to all have to pretend to be dead right now. You know the crack. You know the crack. It comes out after everything, you know, the Boston bomb thing and all. They're like, does this cunt, did he get his legs blown off or did he already have no legs? Here's a picture of him, you know, recovering from an explosion in fucking Afghanistan. He's only got one leg there. Those, I don't know, it's just, it's too much to fucking take in. Anything that happens, you're like, conspiracy! You know, that's the internet for you. Doesn't matter what happens, there's a fucking, there's some mad conspiracy. Although, I'll be honest with you, that did not look like he really got shot. You know, no blood out the front, bro. Just a wee pop. Weird! You know, there was a fucking truck drove into some people there. In Berlin, at a Christmas market, and ISIS were like, that was us. And you're like, Germany, is this gonna maybe change your mind and just opening the border and letting every cunt in? You know, we shouldn't really have to have borders, essentially, but you kind of do if you want to protect the people that are already in your country. Can't just be like, come on the fuck ahead in, like Britain and the UK, come on in, guys. Try it in fucking Australia. They're like, turn the boat around and head back. I don't give a fuck if you've no water or food. You can die in the sea. You fucking pricks, mate. You fucking cunt. Not coming in here, mate. You're able to fucking, you can, eaten by the sharks, you can't. Asylum seek these, my dick, mate. That's like a video I watched where the guy gets hit by the fucking, the guy gets hit by the fucking car. And they're like, this is the most Australian reaction ever. Like, he skids on a motorbike, hits a fucking car, and he's like, ah, you fucking cunt. Ah, me balls, mate. Me fucking balls. Fucking balls, mate. Hilarious. We're over here. But yeah, that's their fucking attitude to it. They're just like, get out the fuck, you pricks. Now, you know, I understand there should maybe be some sort of red tape to get through, but, like, just letting them go out in the sea and die, you're like, okay, bro, all right. The other big story of the week was, of course, Arlene Foster fucking letting, do you know what? I didn't read about it. I don't know what it was. Some sort of heating initiative scheme thing, and if you use this thing, you get paid, and they set the cost the country fucking 40 or 400 million or some shit. And then that other fucking Bible basher come out and was like, God told me to fucking tell the truth. So he's all like, yeah, listen, it's actually costing way more money if you do this and all this shit. And him and Arlene were having a row. Arlene's there fuming. You'd see her being interviewed by Nolan with her chest fucking like about to explode, you know, and you're absolutely raging, just like, that was her. I didn't really read the ins and outs of it. I don't really give a shit either. But there's something about that guy being interviewed where he was like, every time he mentioned God, I was like, mate, shut the fuck up about God. See those fucking people that make me sick. First of all, it looked like he was on an audition for like something. How am I supposed to fucking let this thing go ahead when I know? Now he's got this look on his face like he's crying, but he's not crying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people here really trying not to cry or a mess. He was just like bunched his face up, like, there are hospitals closing with terminally ill children being sent home. In the eyes of God, I can't sit back and let that happen. God has told me to tell the truth. See if you weren't saying God, and you were saying Mark, right? Like, who's Mark? And you go, Mark's a guy that I know that I get all my advice off. And you're like, Mark has told me that in the eyes of Mark, this is a good idea, that I should let people know about this and have this terminated immediately. And then Mark might allow me into his house one day and be proud of me. Thank you, Mark. I live to serve you, Mark. You'd be like, who the fuck is Mark, you dumb bitch? See if I was in fucking Stormont, I know they all have to swear on books and all that shit. I'd be like, see any cunt mentions God, you're fucking sacked, alright? I don't give a fuck about God. You know, you're like, do you think God's switching on these fucking boilers? God himself switched on the boilers. But then the whole God thing goes in a circle anyway, because you're like, well, if God is in charge of everything, then he created the people that created this scheme, so therefore you should forgive your fellow human. He's like, well, I will do. And they're like, by the way, he's gay. And they're like, get the fuck to hell immediately, you cunt. God. It's a cloak that you wear that allows you to be a cunt. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to get married, you're not allowed the same rights as me, you're a fucking ball bag, you make me sick, you're not allowed to do this, you're an abomination. Why? God said so. Meh, meh. You get about, it's like a scapegoat. Any God, I'm gonna kill you now. Why? Because we disagree. Why? Because my God is more right than your God, so I'm gonna kill you. Right? It's a fucking mess. And Arlene couldn't run a fucking bath by the looks of it right now. I am a head nodder, yes, I will agree with anything. You'd love to actually speak to one of those people and be like, do you really like believe half the shit you're saying, or are you just saying it to get the support of your fucking the rest of your fucking party there? Arlene's on fire. I sort of kinda wish she was. Da 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 na 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 na. Make you fucking sick. Right, let's get these questions anyway. So okay, let's get through these questions. Okay. Sorry, I just read a thing there, just made me want to fucking lose my mind. Sean Carroll, no podcast today, big lad. And I was like, no, it'll be up later. And then he goes, great news, thanks, pal. And then he retweeted it and said, guys, the Colin Geddes General Banter podcast, sponsored by Beer 52, will be uploaded by tonight, sit tight. As if to be like, yeah, if 1 minute I cared, and now I'm letting on that I'm like, this was a big announcement. So there you go. Any special Christmas traditions in your house, says Chris McCulloch? Definitely not, mate. We're from a house where not only is it detached and cold, there are no traditions, there's no sentimentality, there isn't even any general feeling of fondness amongst any of the family members. And that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So no traditions, no. Not at all. You know, drink so much that you get all the arguing done by 2 o'clock, and then no one speaks to each other the rest of the day. It's great times, Chris. It's a great time for me. Fuck's sake. Best thing about Christmas dinner, Aidan McAloon. I feel like these are all going to be Christmas related today. Jesus. Best thing about Christmas dinner, just that you can eat like so much and no one even says anything. But it, you know, I don't give a shit about spuds or any of that crap. It's mainly about the meat. If you can get nice ham, nice stuffing, and those wee sausages wrapped in bacon, you're pretty much flying. And a decent gravy. I whistled there when I said that out of pure excitement. Dan Barnes, I detest drunk hecklers. They destroy shows. Have you ever had a heckle that's actually got a big laugh? Probably the best one ever, and this isn't even that funny, which goes to show you how sort of turd that they are. He goes, I was bringing on Mickey Bartlett in Scotland, and I was like, oh, he's one of the best comedians in Northern Ireland. And someone went, Patrick Kilty. And then everyone laughed, and I went, very funny, shut your fucking mouth, you stupid cunt. Huh? Fucking waste of space. I detest drug hecklers, they destroy shows. Yeah, that was about it. The rest of them, very rarely do they get laughs. They're just annoying. You're just like, shut the fuck up, please. No one... There's no such thing as a good heckler. You know? I've had people get laughs because they're so drunk they go to say something and they just stumble through it and it's totally unrelated to anything's been said. Sean Carroll... What was this big announcement that you and your missus planned to announce in early December? Well, we're going to do a thing, and then after more thought, we were like, nah, don't know, that's a fucking waste of time, so we move on. So, Bob the Pounder, my good friend Bob the Pounder, pounding posts worldwide, legs wide worldwide, had an epic time in Belfast, Ireland last month. We shot 3 scenes. Was it you who high-fived me in the street but didn't stop? Definitely not, mate. You tell me. I'm sure you know what I look like if you listen to the fucking podcast. And then he's Irish girls are fun, and then he has a picture of a girl getting her doggy styled there. I'd love to just write back. I mean, the only thing Irish looking about her is she looks like a bit of a scumbag. Like she was picked up in one of the dodgier parts of town. I'm going to be like, send links, bro. I want to see that. Put it on my Facebook and be like, does anyone know this girl? Bob the Pounder was right up inside her hoop not so long ago. Tell you what, Bob, no, I think you would have known rightly if you fucking high-fived me. Hey, Santa wants to know, can you drive? And if so, would you like some personalised Geddes fluffy dice? Yeah. Your father has some. I don't know who this Rudolph Red-Nose ball bag is. Get me some fluffy dice. Although, get some wee ones. You know, see all them people you get in their cars and they've got like fucking a million bits of shit hanging off their fucking mirror. You're like, bro, what the fuck's going on here? What advice would you give someone thinking of going to Thailand on holiday? And that's from Paul Robinson with 2 eyes. I would say, what would I say? Go when you know rightly it's going to be sunny, because we went and it fucking rained. I would say go to the main fucking spots that everyone goes to and don't bother booking anything, because you can just sort of wander into places and stay wherever the fuck you want. And you're not tied down to like, oh, we have 3 days in this or 4 days in this hotel and we have to stay here. All that shit. Don't buy any drugs. Only joking, do whatever the fuck you want. Ever thought of doing a gig around Portadown or the general Craigavon area? And that's from Daniel Barton. Well, I'll tell you why I wouldn't, because... Well, I don't know, it seems like... I don't know. Where do you do it? Where are the fucking... Where do you go see gigs in Craigavon? Put it that way. And if your answer is there aren't any gigs in Craigavon, then that's fucking why. You know, you go to Oma or something. It's like, well, you can go to a couple of bars that play live music or do comedy, and the Struel Arts Centre. You know what I mean? Places have... their performance spaces, and places like Portadown. It's like, where do you go? Are you going to be in some fucking weird bar somewhere or whatever? Just go to Belfast, mate. It's not that far. I was at Craigavon yesterday, actually. Great scenes, great time. When will you be uploading behind-the-scenes documentary you filmed at the Ulster Hall? Well, I need to get one more card off the cameraman before we can really start doing anything. And it's not really behind-the-scenes. There is a bit of behind-the-scenes. There is a vlog, which has a bit of probably more behind-the-scenes. But, yeah, whatever. It's fucking, at this rate, it's not even fucking worth it. But I will do it. I might actually text the guy who filmed and see if I can get the card off him today. Turkey curry on Boxing Day or what, mate? And that's from Justin. Whatever. I wouldn't waste making a curry by putting fucking turkey in it. It tastes like shit. I did see Jamie Oliver make this thing one time, and it was like a soup thing made up of all your leftovers, and it was weird because it looked like an absolute pile of shit, but just because he made it, you were like, well, fucking go ahead, Jamie. That looks alright. Do you know what I'm going to look up? Google, because it's on my mind.com. I don't know why that's went to the mirror.co.uk, but shows the level of shit I listen to. Google.co.uk. I'm just going to write Bob the Pounder, Belfast, and see if there's any videos come up. See if you can see our Denise getting a hoop shattered off her. Here we go. Bob the Pounder. Bob the Pounder. Belfast. Here we go. I would love if it was all just a big hoax. What? Here. Not even a lot. Let me just take out Belfast bit. See if there's any. Blast from the past. Bob the Pounder cum shot compilation. Go ahead, Bob. Clear the aisle, fucking. Clear the aisle. History. Oh, go ahead, mate. Go ahead, bro. Alright. This is the worst Colin watches the internet ever. This seems like the same black girl, but from different angles with a load of jizz. Oh, God. Okay, I wish I never really actually clicked on that now. Right, what was the question? Something about turkey curry, and then I'm looking up fucking Bob the Pounder smashing pies in. If the punchline was in a bus shelter with a stranger, what would the joke be? Hashtag be funny. I don't know, mate. I don't, just speak to Sean Haggerty. He'll write you some fucking funny jokes. Sean Kyle, still no podcast up. I need it for my commute to work. Hurry up, lol. He's back and forward with the fucking, he's all like, oh, it's going to be out, don't worry. But is it out, seriously? Because I, anyway. No podcast today. See, a lot of messages about no podcast. It'll be up shortly. So the one day it's fucking late. Sorry about that. What's the worst thing you've ever done? Tiernan Russell. What do you mean, like an injury or the worst thing I've ever done to somebody that hurt their feelings? I don't know. Worst thing I've ever done? Fuck. Start doing stand-up? I don't fucking know. The worst thing I've ever done? I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you mean. I don't know if I've ever done anything that bad where I would super regret it. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm a different person after that. Worst injury or something? I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. Maybe more specific there, Tiernan. I'm not sure. But I don't think I've done anything really that bad where I would, like... What's the worst thing you've done? Nothing? I don't know. I can't really think of anything that bad. Which food item or country's cuisine that you haven't would you like to try? And that's from Chris Irwin. These are all very foodie, Christmassy, you're a fat cunt, you'll know what I'm talking about type of questions. What would I like to try? I don't. What I would like to do is... I would like to just go hunting and kill something like a deer or something like that. And cut the meat out of it and take it home and cook it. That's what I'd like to do. Having said that, I've tried deer and a load of other shit, but food or item or country's cuisine that you haven't. I would love to get one of those, like, you know, when you're in New York and they see those big fucking pastrami sandwiches where they chop it off the thing and it sits about a foot high. I'd like one of them. Because I'm a fat motherfucker. If you could only save... If you could only save all but one of the comedy squad from some terrible incident and no one would know you made the call, who would you like it to be? And why would it be Aaron McCann? And that's from Kenneth Wilson. It probably would be Aaron, to be fair, because he's the youngest and the most innocent, even though he looks the oldest. But I don't know, just because of just literally just the story behind that, the way he came up to me when he was like in his fucking school uniform asking where to do, you know, open mic gigs in a fucking Asda in Oma. Yeah, probably him. Mickey, you know what I mean? Mickey, you can die and you'd be like, ah, fucking no, he's the funniest comedian, whatever. And then tell a bunch of disgusting stories about him or whatever. Yeah, probably Aaron. Fuck Woodsy. I don't know. Woodsy can fucking run into a wood chipper, the fucking bastard. The woods chipper. He probably done that joke before I even got it out there. Why is there 4 likes on Kenny's fucking thing there? Aaron, Mickey. Oh, everyone's trolling the questions. Good. Lynn O'Donnell. I'm a dog nanny in Denmark. Jesus Christ, what a mouthful that is. Originally from Scotland, what strange jobs have you or your comedy friends done? Freak out. I mean, the strangest job I had was working in Belfast Zoo, but it was nothing to do with animals, so it's not even that fucking exciting. I mean, Dave Elliott probably has the most interesting job. The problem is, I can't really even talk about it here, because he's told me stories where he's like, it's confidential, but, you know, you could obviously use it for comedy stuff and rewrite them. He works for the housing executive, is about the only thing I would let slip there, but he has some phenomenal stories, which is just unexpected of a comedian to have, you know, it's a decent sort of sensible job when the rest of us don't do fucking anything. But no, I don't, as far as I know, I don't think anyone's had any overly weird jobs over the years. Not that I can think of. I'm so shit at answering these questions right now. What's your plans for Christmas Day, Helen Arvin? Go to my dad's, eat there with my granny, and then come back up to go to friend Maureen's house and drink a whole pile of cheese. Cormac for, what's that say? For, mate, I don't even know how to say that, and I apologise. For Gion? For, what? Cormac, what's your favourite pint / short? Whiskey and Guinness, good choice. probably whiskey, probably some sort of Irish whiskey. Yeah, it's Jameson or something, probably. Crested 10. Get fancy with it. And just any sort of pint. I don't really like, I like Guinness, but I don't like drinking Guinness, if that makes sense. If I'm going to have a Guinness, I'll have like 1 or 2. I can't drink it all night the way a lot of people do. I just like regular beer. Not Carlsberg, though. I'll drink anything but Carlsberg. It makes me want to fucking die. Where do you see yourself in 2025? And that's from Connor Curry. So you're talking... just dead as shit. I would like to be... Do you know what I'd like? I would like a fully functioning like production company that makes things, and I'm also sort of freed up to just make whatever I want. You know, just do things because I want to do them, not have to rely on anyone else or funding or anything. Like, just actually just go out and do shit. And if I could get a series on Vice, why not? Why doesn't everyone tweet Vice and be like, here, get Colin Guest to do a show where he just goes around. It'll be like Dead Set on Life and Fuck That's Delicious, only with a fat Northern Irish comedian, and I just go around. It's really basic, like Colin Geddes finds the best sausage bap in Northern Ireland, you know, and then we also mix in just some stand up shows and jokes, you know. So yeah, I think something like a fully functioning production company, and just mad output, you know, tons of videos, loads of tours going on. Why are you not doing that in 2017, Colin? Well, lazy. I once seen a dug, this guy's not from Scotland, eat its own shite. Why? I think dogs eat weird shit, because their body's like, you're malnourished in a certain type of way, so you need to supplement it with some other shit, literally, and they just eat shit. I've seen a dog eat human shit. You know, my mate took a shit near a river one time for the crack, and his dog ate it, and he was like, oh no! You know, so the rest of his life, when the dog like licked his face, and he's like, I'm just being licked with my own shit there. Would you think of doing a guide to New Year similar to the Paddy's Day or Christmas? Also, have you tried Punk IPA craft beer? If so, thoughts? I think I had one once, but I was already drunk, and I was like, nah, whatever. Would you think of doing a guide to the New Year? Possibly. Possibly, yeah. Guide to New Year. I'll write that down. Boojum, the lovely people at Boojum have been in touch. Like, would you do like a New Year's resolution type thing for us? And I was like, yeah, sure. But might have to double up on the vids then. Would you eat dog shit for £1 million? What's with the dog shit questions? I mean, probably. Have like a full dog shit, or do you just take a spoonful and then barf it back up and be like, give me your million? You would be amazed what people do when the cash is actually in front of them. And I said that, and it sounds really seedy, the way I'm like, you could get someone to suck your dick if you show them £20. Which in certain countries, they very well might, but it's, you know, like, we bought our car the other day, and it's like, you know, I know what you're asking for, but when I just hand you considerably less what you're asking for, but you're getting it right now in a fucking envelope, chances are you're going to take it, you know? So if you had £1 million there, and I was like, do you want to eat this piece of dog shit? I mean, are there any rules as to what state the dog shit can be in? Because I might just bake it into like a fucking cake mix or something, you know? And bake it, and then just eat it like buns. You know what I'm saying? Not even a question, just sharing how I used your podcast earlier whilst in the car to pretend I was talking to someone on loudspeaker to avoid making eye contact with a traffic light beggar. Well, that's pretty funny, Robert. I'd love to know what part of the podcast you were listening to, because it was probably me going off on one about fucking ISIS or something. And you're having an in-depth conversation. Crazy. I think I've spent Lewis McLennan. I'm just guessing the rest of your name. I think I've spent an hour of company time taking shits today, but that's a bit excessive, even for me, excluding Thailand. What percentage of your day would be spent on the throne? I mean, if I'm in the house all day just lingering, I'll take recreational shits that I don't necessarily need. But I've said this before, the usual pattern for me is jump up, shit the bed out, walk around the house a bit, eat some breakfast, drink some tea, and then there will be another shit shortly after that, and then I'm usually good the majority of the day. You know, might take a late night shit just for the crack, but... and then, of course, you throw like a hangover in the mix, and you're like, well, you name your time and place, I'll be shitting. Peter Nish, Ant and Deck, One Bullet, who do you kill first? I don't know. I don't even know which one's which, to be honest. Is it Ant and Deck as in order they stand in? Like, Ant is on the left, Deck is on the right? Is that the crack? I don't know. They're just... They're one of those duos where they're just kind of like... You never even think of them individually. They're just two annoying cunts. I'd maybe shoot Ant if Deck was standing directly behind him. like that Russian ambassador style. No blood whatsoever. Ever play GAA? Paddy McGeaney. Paddy McGeaney sounds exactly like the type of cunt would be recruiting for a GAA club. Well, it's me, Paddy McGeaney, here. Do you want to play fucking hurling at the weekend? I don't play it at all. I know, but you're fat enough to fill the nets there. All right, and you'll be good at lifting shit. You know, lift shit down to the pitch. No, I never did. Because any school I went to never played any Gaelic sports at all. The primary school being called Kings Park Primary. Let me tell you something, ain't no GAA being played around them parts. And then I went to Ballyclare High. ain't no fucking GAA being played around that town either. It was just, it was pretty much just rugby flat out. Not that I mind, because I'm not really cut out for or built for like any Gaelic sports at all. Although hurling is great crack to watch. When they're smacking each other in the fucking heads with bats and shit and they break and they don't even flinch. What is the shittest Christmas gift Santa's ever got you? I think it would be a real cuntish thing to say. If you were like, this is a shit gift, can you take this back? It's a gift, bro. How many gifts do you get where you're allowed to be like picky about them? Just take the gift. Thank you. Move along. But yeah, I've said this in a couple of podcasts ago. I was like, the shittest ones are the ones that are just a money buy. You know what I mean? Like, oh, here's Christmas. I bought you some fucking, you know, like perfume. Like it was 60 quid. But there was no thought into it. It was just like, well, people like the smells. I'd literally rather have, like, something stupid than a fucking, you know, I'd rather have some, like, joke present than just something that someone bought because it seems like a good gift. Here's a bottle of whiskey. All right. Yeah, if it's going to be a shit gift, just have it be drink because it'll get drunk at some stage. Best UFC fight of the year. Oh shit. I actually thought Diaz McGregor 2 was pretty fucking sweet. I even thought McGregor Diaz 1 was pretty fucking sweet too. Favorite best fight of the year. Although that Korean fucking dude against Cub Swanson was pretty fucking sweet fight last week. It's hard to know. I just don't watch that much UFC anymore. Just the nature of how quick it becomes online. I used to record them or download them or something. And now if you're not up watching it live, there's no point watching all the fights. You know what I'm saying? The highlights are going to be on Instagram immediately. So it's hard to fucking keep up. Unless it is like a McGregor fight and you stay up all night to watch the fucking thing. But what other good fights were there? I'm going to go Diaz McGregor too, just because there's a bit of investment because he's Irish and all, and you're watching it like, oh, it's exciting, and it was a long, exciting fight. So I'm going to say that. Probably the wrong answer. Aaron Miles, last question. Any chance of a few vlogs? Well, I came to the conclusion on the vlogs. I'll make them when something is worth making them for, you know what I'm saying? Do you want to see a vlog about me going fucking Christmas shopping, walking around Craigavon with a with a camera? Well, you probably do. That probably doesn't even sound that bad. But do you know what I mean? I think I'll just leave it to any time there's some sort of a wee event going on, you know? I know Lavery's is tonight. I'll probably not film, even though, well, I might because it's a Christmas one, but fuck it, we'll see. Yeah, just any time I'm doing something remotely interesting, I'll vlog about it. I might try and do one over Christmas. Or go on a few road trip type things. So just something interesting to film. Gets a bit like, every time you remember about it, you're like, well, I'll just talk to myself in a fucking room here, will I? So that's about it, really. But, yeah, I'll definitely try and get some out. I'll try and get some other videos out over Christmas. And that's it. Enjoy your Christmas, guys. Sign up to Beer 52, get someone a Christmas present, subscription to beers. As your woman that was on this morning said, that old doll that died, she's like, if you can't have a happy Christmas, at least have a peaceful Christmas. And then she stiffed it, so there you go. Lavery's is tonight, guys, if you hear this in time, 20th of December, we're in Derry. At the Nerve Centre, that's the General Banter Comedy Squad, and then 29th I'm headlining in Oma at Bogans. So wherever you are, guys, get some fucking tickets, bitch, and let's have a great Christmas, guys. Okay, sorry the podcast was late. I'm sure you'll get over it real quick, and I'll speak to you shortly after Christmas. Okay, guys, goodbye.